kid.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point B,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element. This is episode 7 of Welcome to China.
All right, and at one point we're gonna forget how to count.
Probably not too far in the future. We got something special for you planned this week. Today, Corey will not be acting as my co-host. He's going to be acting as my interviewee.
Interviewee? That sounds kind of good. I didn't even know about this stuff.
Well, from what I understand, you have a little EP coming out in the near future?
That's right.
Well, we're going to get ready for that. But first, we're going to listen to a little something to amp you, maybe.
All right, let's get hype.
Getting there.
What if I wake up frontin' like I ain't hung over? Read the paper, discover that the Germans have an ex Grover, Cookie, Kermy, Piggy, and all the rest. There ain't a single domestically controlled Muppet left. Is it a plot? Some kind of conspiracy? My coffee's cold. There's a bitter taste to my cinnamon roll. I venture forth into the bright American day. My neighbor Mr. Hess says V Gates and waves. I hurry away, get my Chrysler. Oh, the dismay! Somebody's replaced all of my backstreet boys with Kraftwerk taste. Alright, I'm freaked out. I hope it's a joke. I hear the ominous industrial beat of a two-stroke engine. What? The Benz on my left, the bug on my right. A fleet of 6 Trabants encroaching behind. At the wheel of the lead Trabi, I visit your fear. Red and yellow eyes, black gloves gripping the steer. And then it dawns upon me, what chance have I got? It's Compressor and he's chosen for crushing MC Funnelot.
MC Funnelot.
And Compressor.
Fear, left for tote, synthesize a mic, tearing the rhymes right out of my throat. Leave my car at the light and run, I make for the park. Pursued by steel-toed deck boots, throwing sparks as they march. And I can hear the gnashing of the yellow teeth. I'm dodging German shepherds, playing frisbee with the hippies. Making hairpin turns like horror movie heroines and slipping. Back on my feet, his breath on my neck, it smells of baked infants and fried cheese. Run, you're sure to suffer crushing if you sit still. Pop the chain link to the abandoned Wiener Schnitzel. What did I do to deserve this? What was my crime? Was it because I sampled the Totenhosen that one time? And I'm reviewing my life cowered under a grease trap. The boot slap, stepping ever closer with its click clack. Now he's here, now he's crouching down. Jaws creak, open, ants start pouring out. And just as my flesh is about to get devoured, I wake up screaming, wrapped in the sour sweat. Stained sheets, takes a minute to get up. Stumble to the table, read the paper, clear my head up. Still hurts, what'd I drink all that gold saga for? Business section, AMT, they bought Jim Henson Corp.
Talking about. I'm still wondering where all the real rappers went.
Well,
because back in the day, I remember when hip hop was happening.
You don't think it is anymore?
I mean, I gotta say, there's a lot of weak shit going on out there.
I think that's the state of music in general.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little watered down, you know what I mean? Back in the day, we used to have, like, political messages and whatnot in the hip-hop music. Like, what happened to KRS-One and Stop the Violence movement and whatnot? Although, now he is coming back with that type of Stop the Violence vibe, but people ain't feeling it.
Right. Well, today's all about you, Mr. Core Element.
It's all about me. I mean, excuse today me. We get to talk about my favorite topic, me.
Anyway, So you have an EP coming out in the near future?
That's right. I'm working on my EP right now. It's called Where's My Sunshine?
Tentatively titled. Or definitively titled.
I think it's pretty definitive at this moment, but nice. That might change, you know?
And this is your solo debut, yeah?
My solo debut, that is correct. I will probably have a couple of songs featuring a couple other artists.
But this is your album featuring a couple of other artists.
That's right.
As opposed to Made of Sound or something that you're a part of a larger whole.
Right, now, this is just me, all me, core element in the house, dog.
Well, let's start at the beginning here. Why do you want to make music?
I want to make music because I feel like there's a lot to say. I feel like there's a lot of things.
And nobody's saying it.
And nobody's saying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, for one, if you look at the state that America is in right now, it's like, I know a lot of people are going through pain, you know? And a lot of people, they feel that there's people out there that can relate, but they don't hear that people can relate. All they see on TV is these news anchor men that, like, are driving BMWs, Mercedes Benzes, big homes, and they can't relate to what the average Joe in America is going through right now.
Right. I just read an article recently about a guy that was making $100,000 a year. Now he's working a job at both a gas station and a fast food restaurant, and he still can't pay his bills.
Yeah, this is what's going on. I mean, I can relate. Like, actually, the first song that's on my album I wrote about 8 years ago, because I was...
This is the title track, yeah?
The title track, Where's My Sunshine? I was graduating college, and I knew it was going to be difficult. It was just after 2003. And that's not 8 years ago, is it? That's about 5 years ago. My math is a little off. Six. No, but I wrote it around 2002.
Okay.
And because I knew that after graduating college, it was going to be a little bit difficult
Bush was just starting to fuck things up.
Yeah. And he started off on a good foot, too, you know, for fucking things up, if that's what he was trying to do.
That's because he took most of his first year off.
Yeah, he was big. I remember that, going to Camp David and whatnot. Anyway, this ain't about Bush. This is about me. Let's stay on topic. And so it was pretty much difficult to find a job. The economy was shit then. Now it's really shit. But since I knew that it was going to be difficult for me to find a job, I ended up starting a landscaping company. But I understood shit's fucked up, so I wrote that song, Where's My Sunshine?
Well, maybe next week we can hear the first verse of that. Not the whole thing, just a little teaser?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Question two, why China?
Why China? Couple of reasons China, actually. One is, it was just by chance. I was on the internet looking for a job, and Teach English in China popped up on the internet. I was like, yo, why not?
That story sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's usually the story for most of us. And then, not only that, though. One reason why I was pretty sure about China was that I studied Chinese martial arts in America for about 6 years, right? And, you know, I wanted to come to China and really train and really see what was going on here. Because, you know, in China, they got people doing kung fu in the streets. They got people just kung fu fighting, you know, right here. So I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to test my skills in the homeland of my martial arts.
And how did your skills fare thus far?
I mean, I don't want to hate, but I will say that when I came here, there were very few that could mess with me.
Nice.
When it came to on the streets. But I have met quite a few masters who can kick some ass. You know what I mean?
Along the same thing, you have a song called Meditation Degree.
Yeah.
That you did with the Yin Yang Twins.
Right, right.
And part of the vocal hook is meditation is the key to lighten your load.
That's right.
What door does it open?
Well, it depends on how you're looking at it, right?
Okay.
But this world that we live in is a three-dimensional world, right? We see these things and we feel these things, but the real difference is that our minds are connected to a different dimension. Our minds exist in a separate dimension from what our bodies exist in.
A fifth dimension, if you will.
Yeah, actually, because the fourth dimension would be space and time, right? And the fifth dimension, I guess you could say it's a dimension without a name, because I can't really...
Consciousness.
That could be a good term for it. Consciousness.
So meditation opens the door to consciousness? Consciousness?
I would say more so to actualization of what you really are, who you really are, finding that person, that thing. Like, what is the I? For the listeners, this is something that you could think about. What is the I? What am I? What are you? What are you really?
Okay. Interesting. How long have you wanted to make music?
Actually, I never really thought about it until my boy Fred Boumaier. Like, we were like 16, right? And 16, 15 around there. And he was like, hey, you know what? We should start rapping. I was like, really? That's song number 2. Talks about that, the rebirth. And
just so everybody knows, I'm not trying to sell it like this. It's just pouring out one after the other.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We're going to cut to another song real quick. This is a little song called The Competition.
All right.
So let me know if it feels like you did when you were in school.
Let's see.
I never wanted to be better than my friends. I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head. The ones who told me I'd be better off dead. The ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob. Much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning. And I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took 2 showers a day and I dressed up like a princess. Shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at 7 different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on one foot and finished up the game.
That sounds like something you do, right? Yeah. Stubborn ass.
I thought if I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, you're fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd rise to the challenge. But other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Send me emails that say thanks for saying the things they didn't know how to say. And the people in my head still visit me sometimes, and they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
Nice. That's pretty.
That was Kimya Dawson, the girl who did the Juno soundtrack.
Who?
Kimya Dawson. She did the Juno soundtrack.
Juno. I like that movie, but I found it a little weird. The whole teenage pregnancy thing and, you know, glorifying it. That's... Ugh.
You think it glorified it?
I felt it kind of did. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know? But then again, that's one of the problems with American media, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a whole nother topic we could get on.
Maybe we'll talk about that next week, but for now.
Yeah.
A little tougher question. I don't know if you remember this one, but describe your music to a deaf person.
Describe my music to a deaf person. It sounds like it expresses the pain that he can see people going through. It also expresses the joy that he sees people going through. Actually, it expresses life similar to the way he sees it through his own eyes.
Okay, so how would you relate it to another media?
I don't get that question. What do you mean?
Well, music, you get through your sense of hearing. Mm. How would you describe your music through your sense of sight or smell or taste or touch?
Sense of sight or taste.
Any other sense?
I would say, like, your sense of taste is like, it's like sipping a beer on that hot summer day. You ever saw Shawshank Redemption? You remember when they drank that beer?
Up on the roof?
Right. I'd have to correlate it to that.
That scene.
That particular scene, right? Sun beating down on their heads and
just got done tarring a roof.
Yeah, because you know it was hot.
You ever tar a roof?
Never really tarred a roof, but it had to have been refreshing.
Lucky you. Whatever. But you've worked landscaping, so.
Yeah, so I
understand. You've had those days, digging post holes all day.
Yeah, nothing better than a beer on a hot summer day.
So, you did record music, some of which I have, before you came to China. And then you took a little bit of time off. What finally motivated you to work as hard as you have? Because for the last few years, I've seen you not leaving studios.
Well,
you spend an inordinate amount. Inordinate amount of time in the studio.
Yeah.
And what motivates you to do that?
Well, I got to tell you, when I came to China, I was not expecting to do music ever again. I just figured Chinese people weren't into hip-hop. It wasn't a market here for it. And when I got here, there wasn't really, you know? But then I went on this show called the Waiguo Renzhonghua Cai Da Sai. Roughly translates to Arts of Our Land competition on Beijing television. And I met some people there. Good friend of mine named Maylene. And I met her dad, Gordon. Really cool dude. And he basically was like, hey, you've done music before, come along. Help us out with some music. So I started jamming out with them.
Is that where you met Nick?
That's where I met Dong Nika, right?
Whose music we have played on our show.
But yeah, I didn't actually meet him through them. I met Dong Nika first. Then I met Maylene. And I was trying. And then I... You know, Dong Nika is an ass-kicking dancer. He's badass. So I was like, Nika, come on. Join us. Yeah. And so we started jamming out. And then we went on this other TV show called the Xingguang Da Dao. Right? And
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Do we have Coke?
We can get some.
Yeah. Definitely get some. So that was cool. We went on that show. We did stuff that they never saw before. Like we did a rendition of Singing in the Rain with some hip hop in it. It was pretty wicked, dude. That's when I got back into doing hip hop. I remember the first song I recorded in China was called "We Gonna Make It."
Where are your musical roots? Because I know you have a lot of influences outside of hip hop as well.
Yeah, like, you know.
Hell, you've mentioned Ministry.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
For those who don't know, that's a very, very heavy industrial metal. Which was a lot of inspiration for Mike Cage. Yeah?
Yeah, Ministry. Pearl Jam. I mean, if you're talking about the non-hip-hop, I used to listen to Metallica, Nirvana. You know, the pop. Rock.
Pop, yeah.
Pop metal, you know.
mainstream. I never went... Ministry is not mainstream, though, I will say. Yeah.
And really. I do have their greatest hits.
Yeah.
And some of their not-so-greatest hits.
Yeah, we should throw them on one of these weeks. One of these episodes.
Oh.
What is that?
That sounds like the question of the week.
Time to get to the core.
I knew you were going to say that.
The core.
Which is why I did not open answers.yahoo.com this week. Instead, you keep mentioning that the question of the week, we want to get to the core.
All right, so...
Why core element? What is the core element?
What is the core element? You know what? That is a good question. That is a very good question. And I will say, it is that which cannot really be defined by name. Because language limits us. So I can't really define what exactly the core element is. But it is that thing, that exact same thing which spawned the universe. That consciousness which spawned the universe.
Some people would argue that is actually music.
Well,
or sound.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You could say it's sound. The sound that was emanated is actually
God
Om.
Said, let there be light, and then there was light.
Right. So, what I'm saying is, it's that thing. I mean, I'm not exactly going to say that it's God.
No, well, no, I will said that say sound.
That it's that thing.
Whatever it is that created that burst of energy or...
That core element. What was that? Right? I don't think any of us really know.
Can you find that through meditation?
Yes. That is something through steadfast meditation ye shall find.
Have you found meditation through music?
Yeah. Have you not listened to the Meditation Degree track with Ying Yang? I mean, I got to tell you, when we recorded that, Kane had this idea of just going...
Right. You asked me if I've heard that. I named that.
And at one point when he was recording that, actually after he was recording that and I was mixing it, and when he was recording it, I felt myself go into this like zone.
Let's go into it.
It was really peaceful.
Just watching the flowers on the wall.
You're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry enough. Are you no friends or worrying about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all.
Yeehaw!
Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51.
See, I can tell you, I can even hear the soul in this type of music.
Now don't tell me I got nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretending I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down.
That's what music is
about.
Please
don't give a fuck to me, I'm really doing fine.
I mean, monks
you
make
can
music.
Always
everybody
find me here and have a quiet time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51.
Yeah,
smoking cigarettes and watching Captain.
Shout out to Mrs. McCune.
It's good to see you. I must go. I know I look
one of our number one listeners is waiting for you to send us an email.
Matt,
what's the email address?
And my shoes are not accustomed to the
start gmail.com.
So I must go
that's
back
right,
to my
over
room and make my day complete. Count my flowers day on the wall. That don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
One of these days, I'm really going to fuck her up and record my own song.
I want you guys to congratulate Mr. Coco, because he... This was his first show that he was at the wheel.
It's a landmark.
I'm officially the son of the year.
But brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
so it's
welcome to China.
Nice. So, now, for this one, maybe we'll talk a little bit more at the end, which, you know, it's the end of the show. This is where they get the good tidbits.
Yeah, you can turn it off now if you want to, but you're gonna miss out on the fun stuff.
Because you guys should check out my website, www.reverbnation.com/core element with a K. K-O-R-E-L-E-M-E-N-T.
And join his street team.
Join the street team. Join the street team. This means you. Join the street team.
It's doing what you can to help. It's kind of like unplugging your appliances when you're not using them.
Yeah.
Even if you're not active, you're doing your 2%.
And that's all you got to do, 2%. You don't really have to do that much, just 2%. Additionally, I got to say, I prefer to be positive in the messages that I say. So in this final note, peace, love, and positivity.
Yes.
Holla. See you next week.